Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Monday named Civic Democrat Deputy Tomáš Chalupa the country's new Environment Minister. Mr. Chalupa, currently Mayor of Prague 6, is expected to bring a non-ideological perspective to the Ministry of Environment and clean up its tarnished reputation in the wake of a corruption scandal that unseated his predecessor. Daniela Lazarová has more.
Tomáš Chalupa has been described as a trusty, hard-working politician with a broad outlook. His field of expertise includes journalism, political science, history and law. The fact that he lacks qualification in the field of environmental protection and has only dealt with environmental issues marginally on the municipal level is regarded as a bonus by the Civic Democrat Prime Minister, who has long stressed the need to bring a rational and non-ideological perspective to the Ministry of Environment. The country's environmental organizations, who criticize the former Environment Minister Pavel Drobil for lack of experience, are keeping an open mind. Vojtěch Kotecký is from the environmental movement Duha.
We will simply have to wait and see. We will be happy to deal, to work with him, but we do not really know what to expect from him. And obviously, having no experience with environmental issues will be a problem for Mr. Chalupa, but we hope that he will be able to work with his civil servants to get into the role and start working on the urgent issues that public expects the government to deal with.
However, not everyone is willing to overlook Mr. Chalupa's lack of qualifications for the post. There are many who recall that not only did he start his career as Mr. Klaus's spokesman, but that he appears to have taken a leaf out of his book in speaking about eco-terrorists at a Civic Democratic Party conference back in 2002. Former Green Party leader and Environment Minister Martin Bursík says Mr. Chalupa was selected not to protect the environment, but to look the other way and toe the party line.
I think that this has been the purpose of the Prime Minister, to nominate someone who won't be a strong environment minister. And it's always a sort of tough discourse between the Ministry for the Environment and Ministry for Energy, Transportation and Industry. So he, without having any experience, will not be strong enough to balance the influence of the Ministry of the Industry. And we see it on the offensive of the Ministry for the Industry, who already passed the act which will regulate the renewable sources of energy. We will see how the Ministry will act in the field of new waste act, which is needed so that to recycle biodegradable waste. We will see how he will behave in a case of a national park Shumala, where in fact there are no doubts about the scientific basis of the management in the national park, but there are the regional politicians, mainly odious people, who want to weaken the National Park Service because of having the interest to build there the touristic centers and lifts, and also to have the possibility to use the wood and to get the money out of selling the wood in the national park. So there will be many, many issues where minister's role will not strongly protect the environment, but his role will be to be silent enough so that these things could happen.
Mr. Chalupa, who will be the country's seventh environment minister in the space of 2 years, remains unfazed by the criticism. He has said he will strive to manage the ministry rationally, transparently and economically, and has asked for time to prove his worth. He is to be officially appointed to the post by President Václav Klaus next week.
Daniela Lazarová, thanks for that report.